the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and, of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Welcome to the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body, you. The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thank you for listening to us this weekend on this very holy time of year, Passover, Easter, Easter weekend. To join the show here today, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. On the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Another week. These weeks go so quickly here, and we're off to go on another You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Our guest at 34 past the hour is the author of a book called Subliminal. He's a doctor, received his doctorate in theoretical physics, and his books
It's a wonderful book. He's written a series of wonderful books. In fact, this book is by Leonard Mlodinow. And if you look at the cover, there are very interesting things on the cover, which would indicate that you're supposed to buy the book.
Subliminal: How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's going to be interesting. We'd like to think that the choices we make are the product of deliberate conscious reasoning, but he says that's not the whole story. So that'll be our guest at 34 past the hour. How about a Real Age tip this week?
There's a really good Real Age tip, five steps to mindful meditation and better memory.
Okay, that's the Real Age tip of the week coming up before the end of the hour. Top medical stories of the week as we go through those every week. Fried chicken fingers, hamburgers, french fries, sugary sodas dominate children's menus in most restaurants, and most kids' meals fall way short of meeting basic nutritional standards. 97% of 3,500 kids' meals don't meet basic nutritional standards. On top of that, 91% don't meet the National Restaurant Association's own nutritional guidelines. And given that one out of three American kids is overweight or obese, Dr. Mike, are we going in the right direction or not? Or are we stuck in the mud?
I don't know. There's some marginal improvement, and I think many of the companies want us to make an improvement themselves. I brought an expert in for this weekend, Joe, to help with that. My son Jeffrey is a pediatric endocrinologist specializing in obesity.
Fantastic. What's he make of this story?
Well, I think that my dad is correct that
Oh, he's off mic, Dr. Mike. We'll need to get him hooked up.
I got it. Okay.
I think that my dad's correct that there's been some marginal improvement, but overall the trend has been more disheartening than encouraging. And often I see a lot of patients whose parents tell me that their child won't eat anything but chicken fingers or some... nutrition that doesn't sort of measure up as far as what it provides in terms of vitamins. And usually what we find is that if the only choices are healthy things, the kids will end up eating it.
It's interesting because I guess parents face the dilemma when they are wanting to get their kids to eat, that they have a tough time getting them to eat the right things, the vegetables and not, and they figure the easy way out are Happy Meals, or now, you know, not to identify one particular, restaurant chain, but the kids' meals, which, kids like to eat because they taste good. So, is it because, do you think parents give up too early on getting their kids to eat the right thing at an early age?
I think that may be part of the problem. As far as the data that was released recently this year, it turns out that, even though the nutritional standards were met 97% of the time this time, previously they'd only met them 99%. So there is a slight improvement. But I think a lot of the time, if you're eating out, most of the menus, 97% of them, offer way too much salt or fat, don't have vegetables or fruits, and offer way too many calories.
Four menu items that have been singled out, and I think the restaurant chain they single out above all else is Applebee's, but some of the restaurant items, kids' meals or kids' menu items, Applebee's grilled cheese on sourdough with fries and 2% chocolate milk, 1,200 calories. Chili's pepperoni pizza with home-style fries and soda, a little over 1,000 calories. Denny's Jr. cheeseburger and French fries, 980 calories, but 56 grams of total fat, 50% of the calories. Ruby Tuesday's mac and cheese, it just isn't mashed potatoes. It's white cheddar mashed potatoes and fruit punch, 867 calories and a lot of sodium. And Dairy Queen's chicken strips, kids' fries, sauce, and Arctic Rush, which is a slushy-type frozen drink, about 1,000 calories and a lot of sodium. And all these, I didn't mention the sodium in all of these, but they all are just jam-packed with sodium.
Yeah, that's right. And the CDC recommends that kids eat no more than around 2,300 milligrams of salt, or 2.3 grams. And these are all, as you noted, way over that. And the combo meal you described had around three times the number of calories as what we'd recommend. So it really is, it's not like it's a little.
So you mean just one meal is over the sodium total?
One meal is over the sodium total, but actually in that case I was talking about the calories. But yeah, the one meal is three times the calorie total for a given meal. So it's, you know, a little above the calorie recommendation for the day.
I had an interesting observation. When you watch sports on TV, have you fellows noticed this? Commercial breaks during sports, when they advertise a restaurant, it's all this kind of stuff we're talking about, right? We don't see in a sporting event, a basketball game or a football game, we never see the healthy food advertised. It's always the kind of stuff we talk about every week on the show that is getting people's waistlines bigger and adding weight, people gaining weight. Have you noticed that?
You mean despite the fact that many of these restaurants have healthy food, they don't advertise it?
Well, no. Look at every commercial on television when you watch a sporting event. It's always the kind of food advertised that we just talked about here in the, you know, in the respect of the kids' meals. That's all we see advertised, right?
Dr. Jeff, have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. I mean, watching March Madness this past week, almost all of the food commercials you see, you know, there's the one with the two coaches where they're at the Applebee's, and they for sure are only advertising things that, you know, they advertise, you know, a combo meal for adults that the entree for sure is probably enough calories for the whole day, and then the sides are each probably enough for one meal.
Right, it's the chicken wings, it's the the mega beer or the mega soda, and how do you counter that? I mean, if that's all you see on TV when people watch sports, how do you get around that?
Well, I think you made a good point earlier that it's about sort of setting good habits early, and that, you know, that for kids it's a little, in a sense, it's out of the kids' control because their habits are set in a sense by their parents when they're very young. But if you start them on fruits and vegetables young and sort of start with portion control young, it's much easier for them to maintain that portion control. But if you're going to Applebee's or McDonald's, or, you know, almost 97% of these meals at restaurants, you're just overloading them, and they get used to being overloaded.
You know, when we come back, we ought to discuss, Joe, there are some successful community programs, such as in Portland, Maine, that have actually decreased childhood obesity by at least 30% in the 3 or 4 years they've been doing it. And the responsibility, how do we do this, we ought to talk about when we come back.
Yeah, we'll do that, by the way. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. If you missed a segment or a guest or an entire show, radiomd.com. Back with more of the top medical stories of the week. Stay with us, and thanks so much for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.